The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial clothes, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Just to make you understand a little, behind this image of the Sacred Heart is the actual size of the Shroud of Turin. Do you know the Shroud of Turin?
Yep.
Meaning that this is the actual size of a cloth with an imprint of a man that seems to be like the way Christ suffered on the cross. We will see in that image the wounds in the hands, the slashes at the back, the image of the crown on the head. Maybe for some of you, during this Lenten season, spend time really in meditating and appreciating what Christ underwent when he died on the cross. Because, let's face it, if you come here only because he is risen and not when he was suffering, I'm sorry, you do not get it. Because for those who only want the risen Christ and will not accept the cross of Christ, you are like those preachers who only preach what? The feel-good preachers. We have those. Wherein the preachers talk to you only about you being happy and not really us wanting to please God. If we only insist of us being happy, then the sense of morality disappears. Because as long as I am happy, even if it is against God, I don't care because I am happy. But for those who believe in Jesus Christ, we must remember what Christ said. My food is to do the will of the Father. When we pray every time, the Our Father, what do we say? Thy will be done. And when Christ said in the Garden of Gethsemane,
If it is possible, let this cup pass over me, but not my will, but yours be done. So for a Christian, I assume all of us here are Christians, then we must strive to imitate Jesus Christ. Only when the Father sees Christ, His Son, alive in our hearts, when we fulfill and follow His teachings and example, only then that we are allowed to enter His kingdom. God does not care about what you have accomplished in life. He doesn't care about your money, your properties, your college degrees, your profession. He doesn't care about that. Why? Because He owns the universe. And we are only what? A speck. Nothing pleases God except when He sees His Son alive in our hearts. There is nothing to boast. Some people might think, oh, I am accomplished. I have so many things. Yet remember the parable of this foolish rich man. When he had something, what did he do? Instead of sharing, he just built a bigger warehouse to put in more of his properties. And what did God say? Tomorrow you die. So the question is, yes, Christ is alive. Christ is risen. But it is all about us connecting ourselves to the risen Christ. And that is why, may I give you, remind you, insist on making it your own what we, the Adorno Fathers, have been trying to do. Ad maiorem resurgentis gloriam. All for the greater glory of the risen Christ. That is what we as Adornos believe and strive for the greater glory of the risen Christ. Isn't that also, it can be your motto? Always to glorify Jesus, not oneself, but Jesus and Jesus alone. You come here only for Jesus. You come here to receive Jesus the Eucharist. You come here to look at the images, most especially the crucified Christ, to appreciate more and more this love of God for each and every one of us, proven beyond reasonable doubt by suffering on the cross. But alas, within and outside the Catholic Church, there are people, there are forces tempting us to forget about God, to forget about Christ. We have forces outside the church telling us there is no God, telling us to make ourselves gods, telling us to make this world our God. And within Christian community, there are forces telling us that God is good, God is merciful, there is no more sin, there is no need for repentance, you will always go straight to heaven, even though you have done nothing to glorify Christ. That's the problem. From without, outside the church, most probably it's obvious. There are people, they call themselves atheists. They don't believe in God. Obvious for us. That's their problem. That's the freedom that they chose. We respect that. But the problem now is within the church, wherein the devil is working 24/7, not stopping. destroying the church from within, telling us Christians not to follow the simple, poor, humble Christ, telling us, oh, you don't have to do this. As I told you a while ago, there are Christian preachers telling us to be selfish, worldly, accumulate all the worldly possessions that you have and not wanting to share. And how many of us have spent too much time in worldly concerns and not trusting everything to God? So my dear friends, now more than ever, the temptations of the world are either obvious, social pressure, false fake news. Imagine, as I told you many times already, even Hollywood made a movie by Tom Hanks, wherein it says that Christ, according to the movie, that Christ did not die on the cross. How many of us watched that and gave him more money? Do you think that was an insult? What do you think? For us Christians here, isn't that an insult? Telling us Christians we are all crazy. Because this movie said he never died. He survived the cross and eventually married Mary Magdalene. And then we added millions of dollars to this guy's pocket and made him more famous than ever. If this was done using that kind of idea, rejecting the core of our belief, use that and insult the Muslims, what do you think they would have done? Remember, the Muslims, sad to say, are still in the Old Testament. What is the Old Testament mentality? An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You insulted Allah, we'll kill you. Pure and simple. That's the way they do it. Not to degrade their belief, but that's their belief. But for us, way, way different, and Hollywood is really abusing our trust, our trying to be humble, because what did Christ say? If we slap, we were slapped on the left cheek, you give what? The other cheek. And that is why Hollywood keeps on insulting Christians, and we Christians are not allowed to do the Old Testament mentality, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But boy, do I want to. How about you? I'm sorry, but I want to. I want to smack those people in Hollywood for insulting Christ, telling us Christians that he did not die on the cross. Oh my goodness. And that is why I'm telling you right now, it's challenging. Now, what are we doing? We have to explain to our children the fake news that they have in Hollywood. You have to help us evangelize. You have to help us spread the gospel. You have to help us be witnesses of Christ. Just like the apostles, at the beginning, they were afraid. At the beginning, they were confused. At the beginning, they were very, very worldly. They wanted power. They wanted fame. They wanted to brown nose to Christ so that they can inherit the kingdom. Not the heavenly kingdom that they thought, or they did not think about the heavenly kingdom, but they thought was earthly kingdom. And when Christ was crucified on the cross, they all ran away. It was because he rose from the dead that they realized what Christ offered. And that is what we must strive for. Not for political purposes, not for political gain, not to please people, but to please God. So once again, I hope and pray all of us here agree that all we do, all the things that we do, what we do on earth, all that we think, all our actions, all of them are for the greater glory of the risen Christ.